tuned to KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studios today the Bee Lady. How are you today, Pam?
I'm just fine.
And I mean by that because we get our, this means that we get our update on how the bees are doing.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, we talk about bees so much at the house, and my grandson informed me that as he was riding the bus on the way home from school this week, he saw two dandelion plants in somebody's yard, which I haven't seen any. And he was all excited about it because we were talking about how those poor bees need something to eat when they start coming out of the hive in this beautiful weather. So he was looking out for them.
It's funny you said that because we have a wedding coming up this summer, and mm-hmm. I'm going to fertilize the lawn and start the lawn work this weekend. Uh-huh. And my other grandson, Zach's younger brother, I said, and then I'm going to spray for dandelions for the first time, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, you shouldn't be doing that. Don't do that because the bees need the... And he's just moved back up from Arkansas. So he had no idea this is all this. And I'm thinking to myself, well, no, Pam didn't get a hold of him. How did he? He goes, no, don't you know, Gramps? And I said, I do.
Yeah, well, that's one of the first things that, emerge. And boy, do they love those dandelions. Yeah, in fact, as we speak, Steve is out with his girls. He's going through all the hives, the ones that didn't make it through the winter. And he's cleaning them all out and getting them ready for the new bees that we're going to be picking up in 2 or 3 weeks.
That's
and
kind of, that's
getting their houses
though.
Ready. Yeah, yeah.
Cleaning the house for them. And
yep. Exactly, yep, and making sure that those nasty shrews don't get into them this next year or so.
Okay, that's kind of tough to keep them out, though, isn't it?
Yeah, well, and he did find out. There's a Canadian beekeeper that has been kind of a mentor to him, and 1 year he lost almost all of his hives, and it was to those shrews. It's the pygmy shrews, those teeny little nasty ones. Okay. And so, yeah, we're going to put that quarter-inch hardware cloth, it's called. It's actually wire over the entrance of the hives. So the bees can get in and out, but the shrews can't quite fit.
Well, you learn, don't you?
Yep.
As time goes on, you do. So, yeah, normally I don't care about dandelions, but this year it was just a little different.
Good. The bees will thank you.
I just, as soon as he said that, I'm like, wow, he just moved up from down south, and he's telling me, you can't do that.
Yeah, well, and they struggle so much more than they used to because
I agree.
Of all the pesticides, and then their immune systems, I think, are weaker, too, and then they succumb to things like the varroa mites and these other diseases that they get. So it's more complicated keeping bees now than it used to be because
of
that.
And he has me putting natural fertilizer on.
Good for him. Good, good.
So,
glad to hear that.
Anyway, so good. Because, your honey this year was excellent.
Oh, it was.
It was very good. Didn't last very long up front either. You saw that. It goes and then people ask for it and say, wait till next year.
Yeah.
So, how about our weekly update?
Sure. Well, I was going to start with the rates. I get an update sheet every week, and they are creeping up just slightly, but it's funny to say that when you can still probably get a 15-year home at 2.5 still, but it's up from maybe 2.
Okay.
And but they are, for the most part, hovering right around 3 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like I noticed at a 30-year fixed rate conventional, you might get like 3.125 or something
That's
like that.
Still an excellent rate.
Yes, they are. Oh, and I don't know how to emphasize it enough, but if you haven't refinanced your house yet, if you have one of those higher interest rates, now is the time to do it. And if you're thinking of buying, it's a very competitive market. It's not easy to get a house, but it's worth it for the rates that you're getting your house at right now.
So. And they need folks today in today's complicated society and just about everything. They need a consultant slash expert like you folks, because that's what you basically are, is you are a consultant.
Yeah.
And what do you charge for that service?
The buyers don't pay me a penny.
See, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And, you know, this is just an example. I had a seller that we just sold their house this past week, and they were very, very concerned because they needed to find something. So we had written in that clause, you know, that it was contingent on the seller finding a home of their choice. So that's one way to protect yourself, you know, if you're the seller and you really don't have someplace to go. Well, wouldn't you know it, one of the buyers had a house that they were selling, and it was going to be a contingent offer on them selling a house. And so we did a little bit of investigating, you know, well, what kind of a house is it that you're selling? Because it wasn't on the market yet. Well, long story short, they're buying each other's houses.
Oh, I was just thinking to myself, could that be?
This is a first for me.
Wow.
But, how cool is that? You know, you got it. Sometimes you get creative.
And that's, wow, that is really neat. Real quickly, Pam, before we move on here, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call. My cell is 651-319-1298.
Or if you want to, if you're driving and you didn't have a chance to pull over and pull out your pen and paper, you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121 and ask for Pam. You're the only Pam there.
Only Pam there, yeah.
So so houses are still hot.
Yeah. Now, I think the last time I was in, it was probably fairly similar, the amount of houses that are available. When I pulled up all the coming soons and active listings, there are 21 right now. 7 of those are coming soon. This has become a real, it's a new thing that was added to the MLS some time ago, within the last year, I believe. This year is a mush. I'm trying to remember exact times. But anyways, you can let the public know through the MLS that you have something that will be coming on market. And during this coming soon period, you're not allowed to show it. But we can book showings for the day that it is coming on market, so that there are 7 houses that I guarantee you, because they're all of them right in that hot range, you know, everywhere between 150 and 429.
Wow.
So people, I guarantee, are already reserving, you know, showings for the day that it comes on market. So that's another reason that you really need to work with a good agent that will keep you informed about these that are coming on market in real time, you know, not a day or two later. So, and but now, just like I did the last time I was here, 21 houses either coming soon or active. But if I just pulled up the houses that had gone off market just in the last 30 days, we've got 33 houses. So there are actually more houses that have gone off market, the vast majority of them, almost all of them, I'd say maybe almost 90% of them, are in pending, which means that they've sold. So there are more houses actually pending right now in Hastings than there are active. So it means that the houses are coming on market. So buyers are finding houses. It's just that it happens rather quickly. That's all.
Do you think, Pam, because you're an expert, that this is the new norm now? Do you think it'll ever go back to where there are 70, 80 of them waiting there and people can kind of just take their time and lollygag? It seems like this is becoming more the norm now?
Well, right now it is. I don't think the market can sustain this type of, you know. There are just cycles. And right now, that's where we are. Okay. But I, in my gut, I don't think it's going to stay that way, you know. But something's got to break it loose. Mostly, we've got to have sellers not being afraid to sell so that the houses come on market. Yeah.
You know, and I don't understand that, people being afraid to sell. If they want to sell, sell. I know what you're going through. And I just don't understand that, because if you are the owner of real estate, I always say it's like a train. you're on the train because all you're going to do is exchange money the next time you sell, because you're going as fast as inflation is, you're going as fast as the interest rates. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But if you let the train go by, then you should have some urgency to get on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And a person really needs, a buyer needs to get on that train to begin with.
Right.
You know, to get
that first time. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And sometimes
to keep
it's
up
really,
with it. Yes.
It can be scary. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's a big gulp, you know, when you to get that first house.
Mm-hmm.
But once you've got it, you know, then you're building the equity.
Well, you're on that train.
Yep. The prices keep rising. Yeah. So we're just kind of what we are doing, since I can't control what the market is you look and you say, okay, this is what it is.
You don't have that power, Pam?
I wish I did. but you just, what you have to do then is just read it and say, okay, this is the hand we're dealt. And what is it that we want? And then you play your cards right to get what you want, you know, despite what the market is. It's like I have a brother who's like really good at board games, and it doesn't matter. Like he loved Monopoly and Life. I don't know if you remember that game.
I sure do.
It didn't matter what pieces he drew or what, you know, how the dice went. He always won.
Yeah.
Because he knew how to take advantage of whatever situation he found himself in, and he'd always win. Drove me crazy.
That is a talent. Yeah. You are exactly right. I know those people that can take lemons, no matter what condition they are in, and make lemonade.
Yeah.
You know, they
always
find a way.
There's always opportunity.
You're exactly right. You have to look for it.
Yep.
You know, it's like I had an experience, you know, weeks ago with having to go to a town north of here, and it didn't turn out good. But in the end, somebody showed me how to make lemonade out of it.
The silver lining.
We'll leave that as it is, right? Something we told you off the air a little earlier. So, our topic of the week, what the heck do realtors do? Part 9.
Topic of the week, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, we've made it through what we do for sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want any of those back ones.
We have those here.
Yeah, we can probably get them to you.
We sure can.
like your university degree on what realtors do.
Yeah. Well, it's been very informative. Yeah. I know people have commented on it and liked it.
Well, good, good.
Yep.
Because it's, you know, you don't realize what all is going on behind the scenes sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And so now we've made it to the buyers, and we talked a little bit about some of the preliminary stuff when I first meet with the buyers and give them like some basic information. I have my little booklet packet that I give my buyers, and just kind of walking through the steps, what they're going to expect. And then they meet with a lender and get pre-approved. And that's really important, because then we know what it is that we're looking for, you know, what price range. And then we just get out and we look at houses. And it's, my philosophy is you get out and you look at as many as you can right at the get-go, right out of the gate. Because there's nothing like getting inside those houses to give you a feel for what you like and what you don't like and what you really can afford, and maybe your expectations were not realistic, and so you can tailor them more to what you're going to be able to afford, or you might be pleasantly surprised. You know, you can check out like what neighborhoods you want to drive in, or maybe the distance, maybe you want to be a little closer to work than you thought you did, or maybe you're realizing that you'll sacrifice a little bit of a drive in order to get the house that you want. You know, everybody is different in what they want. And after you've looked at enough houses, then you're going to find the one that you want. And you know you're never going to find 100% of what you want. And so the searching process will help you refine what you can compromise on and what you can't compromise on. And so then you put in the offer. Sometimes you may have to put in more than one offer, like we were talking about in this particular market, but that's okay. And I walk you through it, and we have a lot of good ideas to make your offer appealing and hopefully beat them out. And then eventually you're going to get a house.
Yes.
And so that's why I was going to just real quickly kind of sum up a whole bunch of the things that we do. When we fill out a purchase agreement, the actual agreement itself is 12 pages long. Mm-hmm. And then the inspection that you need to look over and you sign off on is another 12 pages long. And if you're buying a townhouse, there are some papers specific to that. That's, I believe, 5 pages long. If you're selling country property, there's well and septic papers. So all told, once we have filled out the purchase agreement to send in an offer, it's often 30, 34 pages long, the purchase agreement. And that's why you need a realtor to help you. I was just hearing from somebody that did it on their own. They tried doing it on their own, and they were saying how hard it was. And they were saying, we had to do this and this and this and this. And my the buyers that I was with that was telling me the story, they said, well, that's what a realtor does for us.
Surprise! Yes.
So, and then when we submit the offer, there's a lot that goes with that too, because we work closely with your lender to make sure that this, the financing you're going to use is going to work with this property. And then the lender will, my lender at least, she'll often call the listing agent and give a good word for you. Let them know how solid of a buyer you are. So that really helps a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so we get all the stuff in, and I negotiate on your behalf. I present the offer in the best possible light. And I try to help you come to a good offer where you're offering enough to be able to get the house, but you don't want to offer more than it's worth or more than it's going to appraise for, unless you're willing to go above that. So, there's quite a bit involved there in putting together the offer and submitting it to them. And sometimes there's a little negotiation that goes back and forth before they finally accept it. But then finally, when the sellers have signed all the papers and you have signed all the papers, they get the papers back to me. It's considered a fully executed purchase agreement. And that date that happens is called the final acceptance date. And so I think the next time we meet, we'll pick up here from when you've got a fully executed purchase agreement and what happens after that.
You bet. And like I like to say, you folks are consultants, and you know, you alluded to it and said it very well too, is that the buyer, if you're the seller, the buyer is going to be represented by somebody. If you're the buyer, the seller is going to be represented. Why would you put yourself into a situation like that where you're trying to do it yourself? I couldn't imagine that. I really couldn't.
It's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, Pam, how can folks get a hold of you?
Give me a call, 651-319-1298 or pamsellsmn.com.
Thank you very much, Pam. It's been a lot of fun.
Yep.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. Our realtor today, Pam Collins. Again, if you want to get a hold of Pam, you can call the Hastings Edina Realty office at 651-437-2121, or you can call Pam directly at 651-319-1298. This is KDWA Hastings.